Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Absolutely. You know, we drift away from the very thing that brought us into ministry, and that is our relationship with the Lord, our time in prayer, our time in the Word, our time with our families. And we get to a place where serving becomes so fatiguing, so overwhelming, that we can be not as effective in the very calling that God has given us.
Mm-hmm. Larry, what signs can we look for in our pastors to find out if they're burned out or exhausted? I mean, if they show up Sunday in their bathrobe, we might go, "Yeah, he's probably burned out."
Yeah, that would be pretty clear.
That's more of an obvious one. What are less obvious ones?
A lot of it is you when you talk to pastors, you can hear exhaustion in them. You can listen in their sermons sometimes. You can hear that exhaustion. When they are going to meetings or they're meeting with people long days and most days, you will begin to see it. And some do a better job of covering it than others, but the role of the lay people is to help make sure their pastors are healthy so that they can lead the church to health.
Mm-hmm. All right. Talk about elder boards and how sometimes elder boards, they can be the ones dictating what's happening to the pastor, if he's going to get a raise or get demoted or fired. A lot of pressure comes on him from the elder board, and that's usually nine people, right?
Absolutely. You know, when pastors are forced out of a church, it is typically a group of nine people or less that are really at the heart of that. And so it can be a very small group, even in a large congregation. But elders play a critical role. And the role that Jimmy and I think that is often neglected is that part of pastor's role, a part of the elder's role, is to care for the pastor and the family, to make sure that they are taking advantage of days off and that they're taking vacation and study leaves, that they are working a reasonable amount of hours.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.